From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This fall, new federal requirements kick in for schools, and principals and superintendents are under pressure this summer to get their schools ready. The No Child Left Behind Act, passed last year, calls for states to identify failing schools and make sure that teachers are fully qualified. But opposition is growing in rural states, where some lawmakers say parts of the law are all but impossible to meet. From Montana, Kathy Witkowski reports.
Summer is a busy time here in Grass Range. It's haying season, when ranchers are out in the fields from sunup to sundown. One of the few people who's taking it easy is teacher Julie Lewis, a 24-year classroom veteran. She figures she deserves a rest, considering all the roles she fills when the tiny local school is in session.
All of us are our own departments. I'm the foreign language Spanish department. I am the English department, the math teachers, the math department, the science teachers, the science department. Don't even talk about extracurricular activities. I am the drama department.
That's pretty typical for small-town schools, where there aren't enough kids and not enough money to justify hiring a teacher for each subject. So Montana allows teachers to be certified in more than one subject, even if, like Lewis, they don't have a specialized degree in all of them. But according to the federal government's No Child Left Behind Act, Lewis isn't qualified to teach Spanish. Under the law, either she'll have to return to school and finish up her Spanish degree by 2005, or she'll have to prove her competency by, say, taking some sort of test. A test would be fine, she says, but...
Before I would jump through too many more hoops, I think I would just like to retire.
And it may not be easy finding someone willing to take her spot, given that the starting salary at Grass Range School is only about $20,000 a year.
We lost a very good teacher a couple of years ago because her propane bill to get her through 1 month in the winter ate half of her take-home pay that month. She's teaching in Maine now, where the salary was a lot better.
That's all too common, says Montana Governor Judy Martz. It's hard enough recruiting middle and high school teachers to rural Montana, she says, without requiring them to have a degree or pass a rigorous exam in every major subject they teach.
We can't do that right now. We're losing those people that have those qualifications to other states.
Montana is one of several states at odds with the Bush administration over some of the new rules, including a provision giving students at failing schools the option to transfer. Critics say that's impractical and expensive in rural areas where the closest school may be dozens of miles away. Rachel Tompkins is president of the nonprofit Rural School and Community Trust.
The primary proponents of this law were from urban places, places where there's huge problems of achievement gaps. There are opportunities for purchasing supplemental services where choice can be a school in the next block, not the next county, where there's a large pool of teachers from which to recruit. So I think it serves urban areas much better than rural areas generally.
I couldn't disagree more.
Eugene Hickok is the Bush administration's Undersecretary of Education.
This act wasn't written for urban areas or rural areas. It was written for students primarily.
And that's why the federal government is reluctant to grant exemptions to Montana or any other state.
There are ways to deal with these challenges by being creative and innovative and recognizing the uniqueness of a state, the uniqueness of a district. And through a combination of hard work and creativity, we hope that waivers will not be necessary, because we think waivers send the wrong message.
Still, Hickok insists that the Department of Education plans to be flexible as states attempt to comply with the law, and he promises that the department will help states find ways to do so. But it will take a while to iron out these details, so despite Hickok's assurances, officials in rural states are likely to spend the summer wondering if they'll be able to make the grade. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Witkowski.